KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's windy and 54. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Wednesday, April 18th. News sponsored by Physician House Calls, First National Bank and Trust, Dehard Heating and Air Conditioning, and Chickasha Monument Company. It's going to be windy and cool today. We'll have a high about 70, but north-northeasterly winds gusting to about 30. Fire danger still elevated and a burn ban for much of western Oklahoma. Grady County Volunteer Firefighters again deployed to help battle Oklahoma wildfires. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
If you or a family member find it hard to go to the doctor, now a medical professional will come to your home. Physician House Calls serves homebound individuals with all the same services a clinic provides. Andrea Roberts is the newest member of the Physician House Calls team.
We'll schedule a time for a visit at your convenience, and you don't have to spend any time in a waiting room.
Physician House Calls, your home, your doctor. Go online to housecallsok.com or call 405-896-8058.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
For the second time in a week, Grady County fire crews answering the call to help battle the wildfires that are ravaging western Oklahoma. Grady County Fire Department spokesman Buddy Meyer said they are deploying 8 vehicles and a dozen personnel to the affected areas. Meyer said area residents are being generous with their donations, dropping off water and energy drinks to help the fire crews. But Meyer says they need other items as well.
Baby wipes, eye drops, energy bars. Snacks that can be carried in your pocket, fuel cards, or actually prepaid cards would be better to be used in convenience stores.
Meyer says donations can be dropped off at the Grady County Fire Department headquarters in Ninicaw. You can check out the department's Facebook page for some other information. Now, a burn ban remains in effect for most of western Oklahoma until further notice. And a lot of relief organizations accepting monetary, food, and water donations, and also a lot of ways to help the farmers and ranchers who've lost property and many times livestock. They are in need of hay to feed the livestock that have survived the flames. And local OSU Extension offices are working with the State Department of Agriculture to get hay, milk replacement, and other supplies to the affected areas. They say the big need, though, is for volunteers to help transport materials. You can contact your local Extension office to find out how you can help out. A pursuit by a Chickasha police officer ends when the officer is involved in a crash. Chickasha police haven't released any information, but a reliable source telling Cool News that the pursuit started a little after 6 o'clock last night. The pursuit then went east of Chickasha and into a rural area around Naples before the crash happened. It wasn't clear if the officer was injured, nor if any arrests were made. Lieutenant Scott Weaver, public information officer for the police department, said a statement could be released sometime today. More Cool News coming right up.
It's spring. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, but the weather doesn't know what it's doing. For a comfortable home this season and year-round, talk to Dehard Air Conditioning. They're offering up to a $1,700 rebate or up to 72 months 0% interest financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that can keep your home feeling perfect inside no matter what's happening outside. Call Dehard Air Conditioning today, 405-224-0184, or visit them online at dehartac.com. License number ME1386.
The State Pardon and Parole Board has denied clemency for Jerome Ersland, the one-time Chickasha pharmacist who shot and killed a teenager at an Oklahoma City pharmacy where Ersland worked. Ersland was convicted of murder following the 2009 death of Antoine Parker. He was one of two individuals who tried to rob the pharmacy. Ersland was asking to commute the life sentence he received following his murder conviction, but the Pardon Parole Board voted 3-2 to deny the request. Ersland said he wished he could go back and not do it. Now 66 years old, Ersland maintaining his claim of self-defense, but says he takes responsibility for Parker's death. Oklahoma U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe supporting the recent U.S.-led attack on Syria. In an exclusive interview with Cool News this week, Inhofe said President Trump issued the attack after Syrian leaders unleashed a chemical attack on their own citizens, the second such attack that's happened in the last year.
What he is doing was waiting until we had our two of our top allies, Great Britain and France, to go in with us, and that's what's happening right now.
U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe. Small grain producers in Grady County who are eligible for the livestock forage program for their winter crops are being asked to wait to apply for relief. Mark Jackson with the Grady County Farm Service Agency.
In the office, we have postponed taking applications to see if summer grass pastures would also be eligible. If these pastures become eligible, producers would then only have to make one trip to the office to file an application for both summer and winter pastures.
Jackson said they're waiting on the updated report from the U.S. Drought Monitor that comes out tomorrow. Should Grady County conditions worsen from the current D2 to the D3 drought designation, then the summer crops also will be available for the livestock forage program. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange fairly steady, $66.52 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $71.58, and natural gas at $2.73 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,348. Silver, $16.38. Obituaries today include 70-year-old Judy L. Jarnigan of Ninicaw. A memorial service will be at 2 o'clock Saturday at Ninicaw Church of Christ. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, windy and cool temps today with a high about 70, but north-northeasterly winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Fire danger again will be elevated, and there's a burn ban for much of western Oklahoma as issued by the governor's office. That does include the Grady, Caddo, Comanche, and Stevens County areas. Right now, it's windy and 54 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line. 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Honor a life well lived, remember those well loved with a beautiful monument by Ellich from Chickasha Monument Company. Serving Chickasha since 1923. We have a complete selection of quality memorials designed and engraved in our shop at 1604 South 10th. At the entrance to Rose Hill Cemetery, we have a large selection, custom designs, professional installation, and statewide delivery. Monuments by Ellich at Chickasha Monument. Phone 224-5003.
In sports, the Chickasha Fightin' Chick baseball team drops an 8-5 decision to Elk City on Senior Night at Elliott Field last night. The game tied at 2 in the third. Elk City would score twice in both the fourth and fifth innings to go up 6-2. The Chicks played at 2 runs in the bottom of the fifth to get within 6-4, but unable to get some timely hits. Nick Harris did have 3 hits for the Chicks. Brandon Williams, 2 hits, and Billy Douglas had a solo home run. Starting pitcher Brandon Williams went 4 innings, giving up 4 runs on 8 hits. He struck out 6, but didn't walk anybody. The loss went to Austin Albright, who pitched 3 innings of relief, giving up 4 runs on 2 hits, but he walked 7 and struck out 2. The win for Elk City gives them an opportunity to finish as high as 2nd place in the district. They are currently in 3rd place, 1/2 game behind Weatherford. The Elks do have 1 more district game with Anadarko. By the way, Clinton won the district title last night with a 10-0 win over the Warriors. The Chickasha High School soccer team's playing a rare mid-season Wednesday night game. The teams play Klassen School of Arts and Sciences at Taft Stadium tonight at 5:30 and 7:30. Fightin' Chicks are 3rd in the district at 4-1. They can climb into a tie for 2nd place with Cash, which lost at Clinton last night. Klassen is in 4th place. They can tie the Chicks for 3rd with a win. Lady Chicks are in 5th place in District 4A1 at 6-5 overall, 2-3 in district play. Klassen girls have lost all 10 of their games this year. Oklahoma City Dodgers' winning streak now has reached 9 games with an 8-4 win at Round Rock last night. The teams play again this evening in Texas. And the Oklahoma City Thunder and Utah Jazz hook up in Game 2 of their first-round NBA playoff series this evening. The Thunder won the opener Sunday. Game time tonight at 7 o'clock at the Chesapeake Energy Arena. Our Cool News weather and sports this morning, sponsored by Chickasha Monument Company, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Physician House Calls.